Luke chapter 23. We just celebrated Easter, Jesus rising again, and we celebrated they had Good Friday, which really, he wasn't crucified on Friday. He was crucified on 3 days. That's Friday to Sunday, not 3 days. So, but he was crucified before, obviously, he rose again. And he died on the cross. Luke chapter 23 kind of is getting into that story. We're going to read a few verses. If you don't know the story of Jesus on the cross, I'm not going to tell you all the details because there's so much. But I will say this much is that Jesus was perfect. He was the Son of God. Didn't deserve to die. Came to earth to die for us. Well, in chapter 23, I'm just going to read in my own mind just some of the verses. We just find that Jesus had been arrested. He'd been betrayed by one of his own disciples, one of his own friends, Judas. He'd been brought, hold hands down, just listen up, buddy. He'd been brought before the people, and then he had been he'd already been beaten even, and Peter had already denied him three times, and let's go on, let me see. Let's go down to verse 14. Okay, he hadn't been beat yet. Go down to verse 14. And Pilate, Pontius Pilate, was kind of like the governor of the city. From Rome, he's like the governor of the city, and they brought Jesus before him, and it was right around the time of Passover, which, I'm not going to give you all the details about what that all means, but it's just kind of like a big religious kind of a festival for the people that day. And around that time, look at verse 14, he said unto them, and Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the people, verse 14, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. These people wanted to kill Jesus, the Son of God. And Pilate, the leader of the city, said, okay, you brought this guy, you brought Jesus to me, but I can't find anything he's even done wrong. What's the deal here? He's like, he didn't get it. He's like, why do you want to kill Jesus? You know, he didn't even do anything wrong. I can't find anything that he's done wrong worthy of death. He's just like, what's the deal? Go on. Verse 16. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity, he must release one unto them at the feast. And what that verse 17 means is, right around the time of that religious festival, that Passover time, they, to be nice to the people, to kind of get on the people's good side, they would let one prisoner go free. Anybody that the people choose, they let him go free. Just to kind of as a nice gesture of kindness, whatever, to get on the people's good side. So around that time, he was able to do that. And Jesus brought before them Jesus and another man. And in verse 18 it says, his name was Barabbas. Won't read verse 18 yet, but listen. Barabbas was this other prisoner. Okay, and Barabbas was a murderer. And he was a known criminal. And he had been in prison. He was a bad guy. Not a good guy at all. And they knew it. The people knew that he was a bad guy. So picture this. Here's all these hundreds or thousands of people, we don't know how many were there, but lots and lots of people there, and there's Pilate, the leader of the city, and he's got Barabbas, this criminal, this evil man, this murderer, and you got Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who healed the sick, who gave the blind sight, who had the lame walk again, the Son of God. And even people who didn't know he was the Son of God knew that he was a good man, and he'd preach, and he'd tell the people about love, and he'd talk to them and help people. Jesus helped people when he was on earth. So, you had the criminal, and you had Jesus. Perfect Son of God, Jesus, and this murderer. And the people had to decide who they would want to go free. Now, common sense would say, well, I mean, obviously wanted to free Jesus. He's a good, he's awesome. He didn't do anything wrong. And this guy's a murderer. Why would they want a murderer back on the streets? That'd be stupid. Verse 18. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. And it goes on and says, who for certain sedition made in the city, and for murder was cast into prison. That's talking about Barabbas, he was a murderer. So, if I'm correct in reading that, someone tell me what just happened.
They all voted to let Barabbas go free and not Jesus.
Does that make sense to anybody? Honestly, does that make sense to anybody? Freeing a murderer. And it's not like they were nice about it. It wasn't like they said, well, let's just think about it, you know. No. This was in anger and in hate. Give us Barabbas. We don't want Jesus. Give us Barabbas. Free Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Free him. Against Jesus. You say, that's just wrong. That's terrible. Why would they do that? Why would they choose this evil, wicked man to be free when Jesus didn't do anything wrong? I mean, that seems like such a simple decision, doesn't it? If you were there, what would you have said? Man, I would have said, man, Jesus, free Jesus. But no, they didn't do that. And that, you say, why wouldn't they do that? I find it hard to believe sometimes. They had a special thing on TV called The Bible. Anyone see the special The Bible?
Okay.
And I didn't watch all of it. And you know what? Not all of that is they kind of didn't follow exactly the Bible on everything. But there were some things that they were pretty spot on. And it was actually enjoyable to watch some parts. It really was. And you know what? If there's a lot of people in the world watching this whole show on the Bible, that's not a bad thing. But me and my wife were watching it. And we were watching that part. They were going through that chapter, Luke 23. And they brought all these people in. They had Jesus, and Jesus had been beaten, and he had a crown of thorns on his head, and he was, blood all on his face. He'd been beaten, and by the way, he did all that for us because he loved us. He took all that. And then they had Barabbas over here in handcuffs, criminal. And we watched it, and it really broke my heart to see the people just, and it wasn't real. Obviously, it wasn't live footage because it's Hollywood. It's just a movie. But to put it into my mind and to see it almost happen, even on the screen there, and just see it with my own eyes, it really meant something even more to me. Just the fact that people wanted to take this wicked man instead of Jesus, and Jesus went to the cross and he died and he was nailed to the cross when he was an innocent, he was the Son of God, perfect. I said, man, what? I was in tears. Just seeing what the Lord went through for us. I said, man, why would they pick that? Why would they choose that? And God immediately began to just get a hold of my heart about something. Back in these Bible times, the people chose Barabbas over Jesus. They made what seemed like a stupid decision. And obviously we know the Lord worked it out. But just, why would they do that? But you know, in our lives, every day, we are faced with a decision. We are faced with the decision to choose Jesus or Barabbas. We're faced with the decision to choose the right or the wrong. Every day at school, at home, wherever we are faced with a decision to choose to be holy and do right or to do the wrong thing. We're faced with listening to the right kind of music or listen to the wrong kind of music. We're faced with the decision of, do I want God's plan for my life or do I want to do my own thing? We're faced with those decisions. Do I want to serve God and do the right thing or do I want to serve myself? Every single one of us, including this youth pastor standing up here, is faced with that decision every single day. Everybody looking up here at me. Everybody looking up here at me. We're all faced with that decision. Every one of us. And it would seem that it would be pretty easy to say, well, you know what? I think I'm going to choose the right way. Because obviously, we know that there's peace and there's joy and there's happiness with Jesus. And with all the sin and wrong and wickedness, man, that's just misery. But you know what we do? So often anyway, look up here, look at me. You know what we do so often anyway? What do we do? Someone tell me, what do?
We take Barabbas.
We take what seems like a dumb decision, we justify it in our minds. And we choose Barabbas. And God and Jesus, the Son of God, and all the blessings that come with serving them are crucified, if you know what I mean. They're gone. Some of you can think right now of a stupid or a wrong decision that you've made even in the past, either today or the past week. You've made a dumb decision. You've done wrong. You haven't done the right thing. You've chosen Barabbas. You've chosen wickedness. You've chosen unholiness. Or you've chosen your way and not God's way. You've chosen the wrong side instead of the right side. You can think of a decision in your life where you've chosen the wrong side. You made the wrong choice. But you can make the right choice. you can make a decision and say, you know what? I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose God's plan. I'm going to choose God's way. I'm going to choose what the Bible says. I'm going to choose the right kind of music. I'm going to choose God's blessing and His plan and His power instead of just what's comfortable in my comfort zone. No, I'm going to choose what's right. You can make that decision. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too far gone. You're never too far gone unless you're dead. You can do the right thing, and you need to make a choice. You don't need to make a choice just at camp or at teen spec or some big giant service. No, no, no. You can make a choice tonight and say, you know what? I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose Jesus. Because, you know, every single time that you decide to do the wrong thing and you decide to choose wickedness in your plan, it's almost just as if you were standing in that group of people when Jesus was standing there and Barabbas was standing there and Jesus sat there, blood dripping down his face, the crown of thorns for us. He did all that for us. And you see him and you see Barabbas, this evil man. It's almost like you're standing there saying, hey, give me Barabbas. I'd rather have this side. I'd rather have the wrong. I'd rather have the wickedness. I'd rather have my way. Almost like you're standing right there doing that when you choose the wrong. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You can make the right decision. You can serve God. You can live for God. You can obey your parents. You can do well in school the right way. You can be a good person and be a help to people and be an encouragement to people. You can see people saved and be a soul winner and live for God. You can do that. But you have to make the decision. You have to make the choice. I can't do it. Miss Marissa can't do it. Uncle Jack, Aunt Hazel, Mr. Tommy can't make the decision for you. Your parents can't make it for you. Only you can make that decision. And say, I choose Jesus. I don't want any of that other stuff. It's a waste of time. It's going to be a waste of my life. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to be unhappy. It'll never give me peace like we talked about. I choose Jesus. I choose peace. I choose happiness. I choose a life that's worth living. You can make that decision. So how about making it tonight? How about deciding, you know what? I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose church. I'm going to choose read my Bible. I'm going to choose walking with God and praying and being in youth group. I'm going to choose the right because I know it'll help me. I know it's what God wants. I know it's what's right. I know it's what's holy. I'm going to choose that. Because if you decide to choose this, it's going to be a life filled with misery, unhappiness, no joy, no peace. And I want you to have peace. I want you to have joy. You need it. I don't want to look down 5 years down the road and look at some of you living a miserable, unhappy life of wickedness because I know you'll be unhappy. And I know that one day you're going to have to stand before God and explain to Him why you decided not to choose Him. And I don't want you to have to go through that. I want you to choose Jesus Christ. I want you to choose what's right. I want you to choose to live for Him no matter what happens, no matter what anyone says, no matter who makes fun of you, no matter what you're... Just say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to do right because it's the right thing to do. It's because it's what God's going to bless me if I choose that. Make a choice. Every single one of you need to make a choice. Don't waste any more time. Don't think, I'll do it later on. Make a choice. Some of you already have made a choice. Maybe you need to come and say, you know what, I'm just going to rededicate and say, I really meant it when I made that choice. Some of you are living the wrong way. Say, I need to switch. I don't want Barabbas. I want Jesus Christ. Make a choice. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. I'm going to say, Pastor Donald, something in the message tonight spoke to my heart. Raise your hand up. Don't lie. Say something in the message, spoke from my heart. I see those hands. I see them. Here's the deal. Hey, listen, heads bowed, eyes closed. No one looking around. If that's you, you say, I need to make a decision. What you need to do right now is not sit in your seat. You need to get up here. You get on your hands and knees. You need to talk to God and tell Him you mean business, okay? Right now, people are coming already. Don't waste any more time. Say, God, I'm making a choice. I'm picking you. I'm choosing you. Somebody need to get up here and pray for your friends. Somebody need to get up here and pray for your parents. Somebody need to get up here and pray for other teens in the youth group who are struggling. Other teens who aren't doing right. Other teens who maybe are falling away. You need to pray for them. Be a leader. Time to make a choice. Some of you are doing your best to walk with God. Some of you are doing your best to serve Him and to do right. But you know what you need to also do? Be a leader.
Be an example. Be an encouragement. Help other people. Reach out to that teen that maybe a little different, maybe a little farther behind than you spiritually. You need to reach out to help them and love them. The Bible says that if some have compassion, making a difference. Why don't you make a difference in someone's life? You say, well, I got to worry about me. You do need to focus on you. But you know what? When you start thinking about other people, helping other people, it helps you. Love you. We thank you so much for what you've done for us. Lord, thank you for these teens. Lord, as they find their feet, Lord, I ask you just to help them to do right. Some of them made a choice tonight. God, I ask you to help them to keep that choice. Help not to waste any more time. Help not to do what they want to do, but help them to just trust you, God. They need you. They need you more than anything else, God. Please, 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 please. God, just bless these teenagers. Lord, each one of them in a special way, God, work on their hearts. Help them to come to me or Miss Marissa, Lord, when they need help, when they need things, Lord, when they have a question, Lord, they need to talk to us. Help them remember that we're here for them. We love them. We care about them. Lord, help them remember that you're all they need. Help them to live for you and make the choice to choose you. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Please, God, bless these teens. Thank you for them. Give them a safe trip home. Give them a great week of vacation and help them next week as they go to school to be a witness and a testimony and help them live for you, Lord. In your precious and holy name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. You guys are awesome. I love you. Have a great night.